What up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here with a brand new episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn, East New York. Stand up right now. Yes, sir. It's your boy. I'm back. And you know we got to do another weekly update on the sneaker game and everything else that's coming out in the hype beast world, right? What is today? I don't know. It's Michael Jordan's fucking birthday, yo. Happy 58th birthday to the greatest basketball to greatest basketball player of all time. Greatest basketball player of all time. Michael, his airness, Jordan, okay? You understand? Your airness, we still love you, baby. Happy fucking birthday, okay? You see, I got a little tongue tied, but it's okay. I'm excited, man. Love Michael Jordan, man. Michael Jordan is my hero. You understand? My hero, okay? Just like Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, and the list goes on and on. But today is MJ's day. Shout out to you, my brother. Salute. I'm forever a Chicago Bulls fan of the 90s, all right? Michael Jordan, man. Salute to you, my brother. Salute. And what happened today on his birthday? We got all these freaking crazy restocks, right? I started getting notifications at 9 a.m. Hear me? 9 a.m. Okay, the freaking PSG Jordan 1 Zoom CMFTs. It's a long name. Listen, they're the the PSGs, the Paris Saint-Germains, or Germans, however you want to pronounce it, restock today. Those are the purple and black and white Jordan 1s. The varsity red black, aka the reverse flu games, the all red with the black bottoms dropped today, the black toe box restocked today, the Jubilee Jordan 11s, that's the all black and white, it's kind of got the similar color blocking, I'm all tongue-tied today, blocking as the black and white Jordans from back in the days. The name has slipped my mind. The Space Jams. Or Concords, if you want to call them Concords. very similar color blocking to the Jordans, the Jordan 11s from back in the days, right? Also the Fire Red 4s in kids and men's sizing. I was lucky enough to hit on the Jordan Reserve on the sneakers app, the Nike app, at 11 a.m. I didn't get lucky at 12 a.m. and get the early access. I've only gotten that once and things sold out immediately, but I was still happy to get the Jordan Reserve at 11 a.m. I snagged up my pair of Fire Red 4s, so I'm excited. Also, the Jordan 4 SE, what the 4s came out today. And, you know, Fire Red is explanatory. We could go back to that, the Jordan 4 Fire Reds. Those are all white, black, and red. Chicago Bulls colors, right? We don't talk about mids on here, but there was a restock. it's against the rules. The What the Fours also restocked today. I think it was about 10 a.m. I tried. Nike.com would not let me enter it in my cart. And it's probably good. You know, I didn't need to spend all that money today. One pair is good. I did try. And that, you know, that was basically a mix of the cement fours and... that product is sold out, by the way. I just checked as we're doing this podcast live, because that's what we do here. We do shit in the moment. And that featured all of the best selling, the best colorway Jordan 4s. So it had a little bit of cements, the Fire Reds, the Carolina Blue, you know, a part of the bread cement 4s. Those really re-released today. The ladies exclusive, the Tech Chrome 6s. That's the mid-gray with the black with kind of the... I guess that's like a cream midsole. Those were pretty cool. Those restocked today. The Fragment 3s, black and white, that released last year. Restocked today. The self-lacing, power-lacing, adapt Jordan 11s released. The white... The all white with a little bit of red and mid gray and black that restocked today. So, you know, Nike, you know, they did some things, man. They did some things for JB's, Jordan brand and, MJ's birthday. shout out to Michael Jordan again. Yesterday there was a early access for the Taupe Haze Travis Scott 4s, which drop on the 27th. I'm looking to get that shoe. I hope I can get it. I really wished I was able to get the easy early access yesterday on sneakers, but you know, I got to get my numbers up, man, get my follows up and get people to start paying attention to me, I guess, right? You know, become an influencer, if you will. But yeah, man, today was a great day in sneakers, man. It was a great, great day in sneakers. You know, shout out to my apps, Sneaker Crush, Soul Links, Suplex, J23. Y'all did y'all job today. I was prepared because I knew via Sneaker Detroit on IG and House of Heat and Nice Kicks and Kicks on Fire and all those other great hypebeast sites and Instagram and Twitter pages. Shout out to y'all because I was prepared, man. As soon as I got that notification, Jordan Reserve, I went on it, went into the sneakers app, saw them fire reds, hit purchase. 2 minutes later, boom, you got the magic words in all of sneakers. What is it? Got them. So I was hyped. It was another L for me this year, you know. So it was a dope day today, man. I have to say, it was a dope day. It was a dope day. It was a dope day for me in sneakers, man. Shout out to people who, you know, checked out. I was going to say cashed out, but Nike and Jordan, they cashed out on us. That's the real truth. But I'm excited, man. Man, you know, as I mentioned in the episode last week when I did my sneaker news, sneakerhead news, sneaker update, whatever we going to call it, it's all about sneakers. I mentioned that the cool gray threes are coming out. That's gonna be this Saturday. So I'm thinking about it. You know, I don't need to be blowing all my money now. You know, my tax money ain't come yet, but it's coming soon. I tell you that much. It's coming soon. I love them cool grays, but I might wait on those. The retail is still set at, you know, $190, just so you know. All suede, got the elephant print on the toe box and in the ankle area. White midsole, nice looking shoe, very clean. Let's talk about the bullshit that happened with them Carmines, right? So we all know 2 weeks ago the news came out that the Carmines were defective. Nike was thinking about recalling them. They got cocky, still released them this past Saturday on the 13th, right? February 13th. And I watched a bunch of videos, and 4 days before I decided not to purchase those shoes because, in my personal opinion, it doesn't make sense to have a shoe, you know, that's defective. Whether it looks good right now or not, the dye on that shoe is going to bleed onto that translucent sole and destroy your shoes. Right? That red dye is gonna run off into that sole. It's gonna change your sneaker pink from the midsole to the soles on the bottom of the shoes. I said, listen, y'all changed the price point of that shoe. It's $200. $200 is a lot of money in a pandemic era to be spending on some defective shoes. Nike, Jordan, brand, I love you guys. Y'all know better than that, okay? And what did we see this weekend? We saw riots, damn near, fights. You know, Nike Fifth Ave had a blowout fight. People was getting trampled over just to get in the damn store to get a pair of defective fucking shoes. It's ridiculous. Nike, y'all know better than that. You know, y'all taking advantage of the sneakerheads and the sneaker market, the resale market, by putting out bullshit. Y'all know better than that. Thank you guys for today, but Saturday was some bullshit, okay? To my friends that got the pairs, congratulations. I hope they don't get destroyed too much. Regardless of the shoe looking pink already and or not looking pink at all and looking spiffy, they will turn pink eventually. The shoes are defective. If that's how you want to spend your money, I'm not judging you. I am not God, okay? But come on. that was ridiculous, Nike. Y'all got to cut the bullshit. Like, we can't be selling bullshit shoes, okay? We can't. It's ridiculous. Did I want the Carmines? Abso-fucking-lutely. That white and red, man, Chicago red color, anything is good with me. Those sneakers are a grail. They are a grail to me, and I wanted them, but I was not buying them in it with no defects. It just wasn't going to happen. It was not going to happen, Nike. Like, cut it out. We know Thursday's almost here, so, you know, dunk season returns for a day until the next release, right? We got the colorways coming out. As I mentioned before, the St. John's colorway, the blue and what is it? Blue and gray colorway. All of these are low tops, by the way, and they're doing raffles only. Actually, it wasn't blue and gray. It's the UNC in white, which was a women's exclusive. The blue one for men was blue and black. So that's tomorrow on the 18th. Those are all retailing at $100. Good luck to you guys. If they're doing a drawing for them, you probably have a better chance than the bots eating them up. But you know them bot boys, they be doing their thing. On Friday, we got the Silver Toe Air Jordan 1 OG women's exclusive with men's sizes extended to men's sizing. So, you know, I know the guys made some noise and they made some complaints about it, but hey, I think it's fair for women to get exclusives if we always get the exclusives too on the men's side. Switching gears, wanted to mention that Bape is dropping another Kid Cudi Man on the Moon solo, dolo, whatever you want to call it. Man on the Moon 3 collab. They've always done collabs with Kid Cudi over the years. If you guys don't know, Kid Cudi used to work there before he became famous. The first Kid Cudi Man on the Moon 3 collab dropped at the new Bathing Ape store on Madison Avenue, also known as Bape Madison NYC, but now Busy Workshop in Soho, the original New York location for Bathing Ape, is getting their stuff soon. I'm predicting it's going to be this Saturday, but who knows, because usually when they drop info like that on a Tuesday or anytime during the week, it usually drops that Saturday on release day. I'm hype about it. You know who has got the shit on the side for your boy, even if it ain't in the store yet. We got an understanding. Shout out to you, homie. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying? I get on the line. They be like, wait, my man is Justin. My man Justin is here. Let him inside. He don't wait online. You feel me? So I'm excited about that. I want to get one piece from that collection. Most likely I'll get just a t-shirt. Trying to save my money, you feel me? So Bape is looking good this week. We saw the Supreme lookbook for the spring summer season 2021, and it's looking pretty cool. You know, they doing their wild stuff, right? They got the Wheaties box coming out. They got the championship ring. Yes, they're doing like a football style championship ring or basketball, MLB, whichever you want to call it. We saw the Biggie Smalls t-shirt they got coming out. They have a Muhammad Ali button up. They're doing their, you know, their traditional stuff they've always done. Their zip up windbreakers. They're doing a Supreme baseball jacket, like, you know, the coach style varsity. They're doing what else are we doing? The jet ski. They're doing a fucking jet ski. You know that's gonna sell out. There's a Cause collab coming soon. It's dope. I was gonna say it's not a box logo, cause I mean, it is a box logo, but it's slightly different. It's not like your typical box logo with the classic red box logo. So to me, it's not like a box logo. It's a version of it, but it's different. It's not like the solid box logo, if that makes sense. Some of the pieces are looking pretty cool so far. But you know, like, you know, they go a little weird and they make like some weird shit, which, you know, Supreme is known for doing. The collection looks pretty good so far. It's a really dope Ninja Turtle shirt with my, nope, it's Raphael on the cover. They're doing a Prodigy Supreme collab t-shirt. So it's some cool items. The camouflage duffel bag is fire. It's like the red, gray, and black and white camo. Of course, they're doing their backpacks, their satchels, and their fanny packs, like they always do. You know, new versions of the Supreme socks by Hanes, and Hanes and Supreme boxers, new bucket hats, new snapbacks, five panels, three panel hats, fitted hats, a bunch of new Scullies. They're doing the Canal Street collection for the Scullies, the corduroy collection, and you know, it's just what we've seen so far. There's also going to be a new Supreme Vanson jacket, which is fucking fire. It kind of looks like the Marlboro Man jacket, if you remember that. Like the white, black, and red. Shit's kind of fire, but, you know, if I can't get it for retail, I don't want it. Because we know how Supreme do. When that shit hits the resale market, it should go through the roof. It goes where? To the upper room. There's a really fly varsity jacket that they're doing. And I'm thinking it's giving me Black History Month vibes. On the back of it, it says, "Love all, trust few, 2021, do wrong to no one." It's got the red, black, and green in it. I don't know if that has anything to do with Black History Month, but I like the colors because I am an Afro-Latino. I am an Afro-American, okay, and Puerto Rican. So I like stuff like that. Stuff that, and you know, pays homage to the Afrocentricness of Jay Ramos is good with me. Let me tell you now, it's good with me. But yo, that's been this episode. I just want to give you guys an update on what's going on in the sneaker and hype beast world. Hey, keep supporting this show. Love all the positive feedback. Remember, this show is powered by Anchor. And it's heard everywhere podcasts can be heard and downloaded and subscribed and rated everywhere. So I'm on Apple, Anchor, Bullhead, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Don't know if I said Bullhorn, but I'm on there too. So, you know, check your boy out. Keep supporting me. Follow me on all forms of social media at Justin the Comic. For any bookings for comedy shows, Justin the Comic at iCloud. And this has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. East New York, stand up right now. It's your boy Justin Ramos, and I'm out. Peace. Yes, sir.